All right, Esther, whenever you're ready. Good morning. This is Julie Fedorchak with the North Dakota Public Service Commission. We are gathered on the 12th floor of the State Capitol. It is about 10:25 a.m. We're gathered for a special meeting of the commission. And I do not have any opening comments. First, I'll call this meeting to order and see if my colleague, Commissioner Christman, has any opening comments.
No opening comments.
All right. Then we'll just get right to the matters at hand. And this is in Commissioner Kalk's portfolio. So if you have opening comments or want to take the items straight in, I'll turn it over to you.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I just want to acknowledge the Honorable Sam Fedorchak is in the crowd, and I congratulate him on completing fourth grade as he attends fifth grade next year, and him and I are talking about North Dakota State, just so you know, Julie.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
It's going to be a tough conversion.
All right. Thank you, Madam Chair. I just have one item today, item BK1. I move the commission issue a notice of intent to consider information not presented at a hearing in Brady Wind LLC, Brady Wind Energy Center, Stark County, citing application case number PU15690 and Brady Wind LLC 230 KV transmission line, Stark County, citing applications case number PU15797.
Second.
Thank you, Randy. Pursuant to North Dakota law, the PSC gives notice that it intends to consider information in its possession that was not presented as evidence at a hearing and that it has been received by letters and emails from the parties to this action. The information is in the commission case for case numbers PU15690, PU15797. And a copy of each document is attached. The public is hereby advised that they have the right upon written request to examine the information or evidence and to present their own information or evidence and to cross-examine the person furnishing the evidence. Any such request must be filed within 10 days of this notice. So kind of, I guess, to verbalize this a little bit, basically, I think everyone here is pretty much aware that we had the Brady Wind hearing was 15 hours of discussion we had back and forth. We've had a couple work sessions on it. And during, I think, the first work session, I asked for some additional information about some things. I believe Commissioner Christman did as well. And so the process is such that if we just want clarification of something, that does not require a notice. But we're asking for actually new information that things that perhaps we thought of after the fact that we wanted questions on, the process is such that, we have to give notice that someone wants to look at this themselves, certainly can. And that's what this really does today. It gives a 10-day notice from today's date, which means means June 6th is the deadline. So someone that wants to cross-examine this information, wants to provide counter-information to it, is certainly welcome to do that. So this is not uncommon. It is uncommon if we have, I would say, smaller cases, but it's not uncommon and we have larger cases with lots of different information. When the commission gets into our work sessions, we'll, like I said, want little more than clarification. You have new questions that perhaps you didn't bring up at the hearing or you thought you'd brought them up and didn't quite get the answers to back the data you're looking for. So I certainly appreciate the information that has come in. And I guess I should verbalize the information quickly. What it really comes down to is there were some specific questions that I think Commissioner Christman talked about on 1,000-foot setbacks. There's been some information on that. I talked about some shadow flicker, some information about non-participating landowner questions, and so the company has provided that information. So we have interveners that will have a chance to go through this and provide their own information, and quite honestly, it's a pretty straightforward process. We want to make sure we always follow the process step by step.
I have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion?
I would just like some clarification on what the process is, whether you can provide this or attorney, for if there's folks that want to comment or cross-examine, what's the time frame for completing that process?
Commissioner Fedorchak, the statute 2832.25 provides a 10-day period opportunity for essentially comment, the ability to cross-examine. As Commissioner Kalk read the notice itself, that language is essentially taken from the statute.
But I see in our notice that it's any such written request must be filed within 10 days, so they just have to request that they want to cross-examine and they want to file
right.
information. So when does that need to be completed?
If that request were to take place, then the commission would have to evaluate it at that time and then issue you know, an opportunity for that to take place.
And then if that happens and they file additional information, then is there another process whereby the other party files and wants to respond to that information? And I'm just trying to get a sense
when this ends. Yeah, right. I think there isn't anything specific in the statute, but obviously the commission is able to interpret what is being said. At some point, there's going to have to be an end to the discussion as to what the issue is. At this point, though, we don't know whether or not there is going to be an issue. We're simply at this time issuing the notice. So anything else would be speculation as to what would happen in the future.
If I could, Madam Chair, in previous cases, if oftentimes when we ask for information that's relatively data-driven, you get they provide the data-driven information that someone that wants to cross-examine it can look at the data a little bit differently. But usually this plays out where the folks will either provide their own information for us to consider or not. And so I think that's what we'll look at. Just like in the hearing, we get both sides of the argument. So for me personally, I think once the 10-day period is up, that if someone wants to file something, we'll have additional information to look at. We'll look at both those documents and then weigh it accordingly and then continue to move through. I don't see this really slowing down the process. It just allows the official process for us to consider this information plus whatever anybody else would want to. So I usually see these things kind of being the information's in by the end of 10 days, and we look at all the information that's in, and we move forward with whatever our course is at that time.
And so you view this as being the information needs to be in here within 10 days, but it seems pretty clear in our motion here that they just have to request to provide information. So what time frame is it your impression or understanding that, so they say they want to make additional comment, and then they have to do so within what kind of a time frame? As
10 days. You know, it's going to be another 10 days.
Another 10 days. Okay.
For me, the big purpose of this motion, I think, is that we need to make sure we follow the process and we do not consider information that's not in the record. This puts the information in the record because we clearly discussed this the last meeting, so we need to make sure it gets in our record.
Yeah.
Is there any further discussion? Sensing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion's approved.
That concludes my portfolio, Madam Chair.
Okay, so both motions were in one for both those cases. All right. Okay, well, that is all that we have on our special meeting agenda, so that will mean that we're adjourned and we'll move right into our work session. We usually change spots for that, so we'll do that. Thank you.